Yo, what up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of the Ultra Tier Podcast. We're here. If things sound a little different, it's because they are. I'm currently recording at my house right now, in my room, and it's a bit of a different thing, but this is more unwillingly than anything. I am currently under the weather. I am not feeling very well. I am kind of sick, so yeah, kind of have to stay home today. I don't want to kind of be around anybody if I don't need to be. So I couldn't go to the office and hang out with Rafa and, you know, we can record there at the office. So today I have to record here, all my own equipment, all my own, you know, I'm recording on my MacBook, on, Adobe Audition and everything. So this is all new to me. So I was like, I never had to do it at home before. So we're going to go ahead and, you know, test this out and see how this goes. And in emergencies, I can take the podcast on the go, you know, but this is a first time for me. And I'm not the best when it comes to the editing and stuff like that. So, yeah, I'm definitely sending this to Rafa right after. Shout out to Rafa. He's at the office right now. So, yep, miss you, bud. And thanks for editing this. I appreciate you. So, yeah, I don't, you know, just to kind of cover the sick stuff real quick, I'm not feeling the best, which is, you know, cool. It's my fam. First, my mom got sick and then my grandpa got sick. But during around this time of year, we all get sick, you know, the weather change and from going from hot to cold, it always rocks me and messes me up. So, yeah, it sucks. So I'm going to go get a COVID test on Saturday, and the paranoia that kind of looms over you and glooms over and like hangs out over you is kind of crappy. So, you know, let's hope that everything is okay. So we will see. Hopefully everything kind of quickens up so that the show can continue regularly and sound the best it could sound, because I can probably assume that in my room it's not going to sound that good. And I kind of recorded a little bit already, so this is like a take two, but my mom and my grandma walked in and they started giving me medicine and they started talking, and I was like, oh, I'm recording, and they're like, don't edit us out, and I was like, well, I'm re-recording now, so, hopefully no one will walk back into my room. So, yeah, if you hear, like, background noises, dishes, or anything, it's because I'm at home. So, this is the, home edition of, the Ultra Tier Podcast. So, hopefully everything sounds perfectly fine and dandy. We're gonna jump right into the kind of topic of the day. We're talking about my fall recommendations, just things I've been listening to, things I've been gravitating towards during this fall season. And it's comparatively to like my summer stuff. I kind of had another episode last season that was like September Rex. I'm trying to kind of find my footing here on the podcast, and I'm trying to build certain traditions and routines, but I haven't been able to find those yet. So I think I'm going to start doing seasonal recs where I just recommend stuff for the season. So for the fall, you know, we're maybe a month or so in, maybe a month and a half too, into fall. I think it was like September 21st or something, but yeah, I'm going to try to do this every season. Hopefully I'm not too dumb and I remember to do so. And yeah, so we can jump right into it. I comparatively to summer, we're going to start with the music recs. I tend to listen to more somber, acoustic, sad boy stuff during this time. The fall kind of brings down the mood, you know, the feeling of like seasonal depression and the cuddling stuff and that feeling, you know, not that I do any cuddling. I don't. But I, to kind of skip along that point, I, comparatively during the summer, I like to listen to more hyped up music, maybe some rap, some hip hop, some indie rock and stuff that kind of really feels good with the sun maybe. And, as the days are starting to be shorter because, literally it gets like, sunsets at like 5 o'clock here and we have no sunlight by 5:30. So, to fit that mood, my playlists kind of revolve around that, and I tend to listen to stuff that revolves a more somber feeling, and not that I'm sad or anything, it's just that I enjoy that music, and some of that music is just really beautiful. So just some projects that are songs that I've been really feeling, or artists, whatever it might be. I have a couple to list. I've been really a fan of Jimmy Stacks. I know he has some like controversy on his end in terms of that kind of, I think that chord progression or that guitar pattern that he took from Clairo. Not to get into those things, I don't think what he did is right. But he did take the song off Spotify, and I really liked it. It was a song with Bareface. But besides that point, I really love the project. It's called Ephemera, or Ephemera, something like that. And it's on Spotify. It's by Jimmy Stacks. I think it's really well done, and the feature list is absolutely crazy. If I could pull it up right now on my phone, I think it's really nuts, and I think he is a great artist, and I kind of just discovered him not too long ago. He did a song with my boy Dijon. When I say my boy, I tend not to mean like my friends. I just like someone that, you know, an artist I really love. I always say like my boy or my girl or something. Yeah, but he has like crazy features on here. Empress of, Bon Iver, Dijon, Octavian. He had the, you know, the Bareface feature until got taken off. Aunt Clemens, Casey Hill. I realize that he's more of a producer and a musician, and he doesn't really sing or put his own vocals in, and all these features are a kind of they give to that, and I think he picks his features beautifully, and they're so good, and the songs are so amazing, and I've been having so much fun with this project. So shout out to Jimmy Stack, or however you say his name. The Ephemera project is super well done and super fun. Another project I've been listening to is Riverside Native. I think he still lives there. He's not blown up by any means. He's very, very, you know, below the radar still. His name is Brandon. All these artists, and also for the record, if I voice crack like I just did right now, give me a pass, because I'm super sick and my voice tends to crack a ton more when I'm sick. But Brandon, he has an EP called Coming Clean, and it's just acoustic music. And sometimes I don't think music requires a lot to be beautiful or to be sentimental and to mean something. A simple guitar and a good vocal range is enough for me. So Brandon's from Riverside. I think it's super cool to have someone kind of very local to where I am. Riverside's not that far from where I stay. So I think it's cool to have like a more local person here. Not loco. I did say loco. If I do make mistakes, it's because I am, you know, not feeling well. So I am kind of was reluctant to record, but I was like, I have to get it out. I have to record. I have to do this for, you know, myself and for my friends that really like to listen to this. So shout out to you guys. Love you guys. Brandon, I think it's really good. He has these songs, like, I've listened to the project so many, like 100 times already. It's really short, so, you know, easily can listen to it like 30 times a day. He has a song called Baby that kind of transitions into Makeup, and hearing those back to back, oh my gosh, they're heartbreaking and they're beautiful, and it's so nice. I love it. So shout out to Brandon, Riverside Boy. Super cool man, super cool project. I'm a huge fan. Aries, my boy Aries, if you know my 2019, I think, albums of the year, Aries was my number one. So if you recall or remember that, he had my favorite album of last year, and it still holds up a year later. A lot of the times I've realized that I listen to artists one for like a year and I will love them, and then the next year I tend to listen to just a completely different thing of artists. But this year, I think the only one that's like kind of carried over to this year was Joji. But and I think when when the Spotify things drops at the end of the year, I think Joji's gonna be my number one, and then maybe Rally Richie. But yeah, I've been listening to a lot of Aries, and he's dropped a new song. I think we're in album mode. I think we're ready for a release on the album. So I'm super excited to hear this new project from his. I've been seeing a lot of things. This new song does sound like a Post Malone ripoff. As that could be a bad thing. I like Post Malone, so if you're a Post Malone fan like myself, that means we just get two Post Malone projects, and you know, that may be bad from an artist standpoint, but from a listener standpoint, I'm like, cool, sounds good to me. You know, it sounds like Post Malone on different production. His first album doesn't sound really like a Post Malone project, maybe like one or two songs. But this song, he's kind of flailing those vocals a lot, and it definitely sounds like Post Malone. But I love it. The song's called Fool's Gold by Aries. So I've been listening to that so much. It's so hype. And he just released like a YouTube video, kind of describing the 400 layers of the song. And I think that's insane. So shout out to Aries. That man is amazing. Another artist I've been listening to a ton is, Keshi. If you know me, I think I talked about him a few times. He's dropped like 3 EPs this year. So I'm like thoroughly enjoying the kind of slow like acoustic, but I think Keshi is just an amazing artist. He plays a lot of piano and guitar, and it all kind of has these beautiful 808s in the back and the snares. I think it all is really done well. It's like a pop rap or pop, I don't even know. It's like a bed. I don't know what to categorize it as. And if you know me, you know I really love stuff like that. So I love Keshi. If you know me, you know I love Keshi a ton. So shout out to Keshi. The new project is called Always. And it, you know, I think he just released like a trilogy of EPs throughout this year of 2020. And they all sound amazing. I think they're all really well done. And they all kind of sound together. And he dropped like a vinyl thing for it. All 3 EPs in one record. And I'm down for it. I really enjoy it. I think it's really good. And all 3 of them are really well done. So shout out to them. Shout out to him. Shout out to Keshi. I've been listening to a lot of Ray Brown. He has a song that just came out featuring Keshi. And I think I've heard it about, I listen to it about 40 times a day, probably. I just have it on repeat sometimes. It definitely sounds like a Keshi song. So if you listen to Keshi, it definitely sounds like that. A lot of my boy Toby Lou. I love Toby Lou. He's like a pop rap in the vein of like a Super Duper Kyle or Coda the Friend, stuff like that, you know, like a very pop rap kind of thing. But I think like Aminé maybe too. I think Toby Lou is just such a unique voice in that specific lane, and he never disappoints. He drops like so many singles all year. Like I feel like there's like a new song from this guy at least every other week or every couple weeks. And all the singles that he's dropped this year, I have loved. And he dropped an EP earlier this year that is so good. So shout out to Toby Lou. He's like one of my favorite artists right now, especially of 2020. So he's been definitely killing it. Very strange music, but I have been listening to a lot of Corpse. Corpse is like I think he's like a YouTube streamer. He plays video games, mainly horror stuff, but I've been lately watching him playing a lot of Among Us streams with like Valkyrie and stuff like that. His music is very strange, but I've been enjoying it. Not, you know, it's definitely outside my realm, but I definitely, or my palate, excuse me, but I definitely think it's been fun, and his voice is crazy, and I dig it. So shout out to Corpse, and shout out to AJ and Harley and Irene for showing me who Corpse is. So I believe for the music recs, that is where I call it. You know, it's mainly been a lot of this slower stuff that I dig those 2 Justin Bieber singles that he released. It's been, like I said, a lot of slower stuff. And maybe the most important one is that Claro project from last year. Like, I think it's held its ground, and I listen to it a lot. I think that Claro album is perfect, and I can probably go back to that 2019 list and switch it all around right now, and she might be like number 2 or number 1. Shout out to Claro. That project's amazing. That's probably the last music rec I'm gonna give for the day. Time to switch it over to some TV recommendations. I'm not gonna go too far. I want this episode to be kind of short. I have a little surprise at the end, so if you stay tuned towards the end, I will go ahead and talk about that. But first kind of TV thing I've been watching, I'm not done with it, but I've been watching Lovecraft Country on HBO Max. It's been interesting. It's like it's a very interesting take on the sci-fi genre, and it's a very necessary social commentary on sci-fi and the typical tropes of a sci-fi thing. And I think it's super well done, super well acted. It's super interesting. It's a crazy show. I have to watch it. Like, they're really long episodes, as you know. HBO kind of releases really long episodes. I have a hard time processing everything that happens in an episode properly. Sometimes I do not have the mental capacity to really grip what happened. And I tend to go to YouTube. I have a few YouTube channels that will kind of break it down if I missed anything. So I tend to go to those. Shout out to GameSpot Universe and Rockstars. New Rockstars, I believe is what they're called. So yeah, they help out a lot. So Lovecraft Country on HBO. Please check it out. It's really good if you have HBO Max. Shout out to Rafa because he's hooked me up with his HBO Max. Another thing, I will jump into those after, but we're going to do another, thing I've been watching. I just finished season 4 of Rick and Morty. I'm not the typical biggest nerd or biggest fan, in terms of Rick and Morty. Like I watch it and I really love it. Like I really think it's an incredible show and it's hilarious. And I think the writing is clever, but I'm not like the fan, I guess, that Gugu and Gaga's over it, you know, and is really vocal about it. But I watched this, you know, I've been waiting for the season to come out, and it finally came out on HBO Max, and I sat there and I binged it in like a day or two, and it's so funny. I haven't laughed that hard at anything in a long time when it comes to TV or anything. So shout out to Rick and Morty season 4. I think they killed it. I can't wait for season 5, or, you know, so on, you know, many seasons to come, hopefully. So shout out to Rick and Morty. Nothing too crazy, and I don't want to go too in depth because that show gets really wild. So shout out Rick and Morty. I've been watching other stuff on Hulu. I've been watching, it's called Woke. It's really good. It reminds me of like a Dave, you know, something like that. Very goofy social commentary. I think it's really good. And I think it's just a really fun show, a really quirky show. The writing is really good. I think it's really funny. And go check out Woke on Hulu if you can. It's fantastic. I have two television recs. Not television recs. I have two anime recs. So the first anime, we have season 4, the series finale. So season 4 of Attack on Titan is dropping in December. I really love the show. I hype it up so much. I've told so many people that to watch it. It's very strange and jarring. It's a very hard first anime to jump into. I wouldn't recommend it for someone's first time watching anime, because I have other recommendations for that you could probably check out on the podcast somewhere. But I recommend it if you are a fan of anime and you've never seen it. Watch Attack on Titan. It is a true masterpiece. There's 3 seasons. All 3 of those are masterpieces. I just am about to finish my rewatch. I'm like halfway through season 3. I watched them all when they came out. So like, and I haven't really take the time to rewatch them up until recently. And I was like, you know what? I'll rewatch it in dub and see how it goes. And I miss so many details that I don't get in terms of, you know, the context of certain things. When I'm watching an anime, I miss stuff if I'm just reading subtitles in Japanese, and I'm watching, and maybe even like missing stuff for sure. So I think I've been having an amazing time rewatching this in English, and I don't think the dub is bad at all. I think it's really good. So I've been having a good time watching this. It's been really fun. And I've missed so many good details that I just get in English that I wouldn't get in another language that I don't speak, you know, which is, you know, completely understanding. So I've been having it's like I watched it all over again for the first time, and it's a true treat. So if I've heard really good things from the manga readers, and I believe the Attack on Titan manga is just about to finish, maybe in a couple chapters. So we're going to get the final season in a couple weeks, so I couldn't be more excited. And if this anime and manga land this ending in this final season. We have a 10 out of 10 anime on our hands, and I'm glad I'm alive to witness it and be a part of it. And all the fans that we're all going to kind of cheer together that we, you know, we did it, we made it to the end, and it is amazing. So I hope that we get something perfect here at the end. Expectations are really high, but they've delivered nothing but 10 out of 10 seasons so far. So I'm excited. Watch Attack on Titan. It is a truly insane anime. Mind you, pretty gory and pretty brutal, but the writing is so good, and the characters are so amazing. My favorite character being Levi, you know, big Levi guy. So yeah, no spoilers here. I'm not going to go into the details of it. If you want to watch it, I recommend you go in blind, as I recommend you go into anything blind. Anytime you ever want to watch something, I recommend you don't watch a trailer for it, and your experience will be that much better for it. I promise you. I've done it so many times where I just won't watch the trailer. But for season 4, the finale, the final season, I did have to, I watched half the trailer. I just needed a taste of what I was getting in, and I'm excited. So Attack on Titan season 4, please check it out if you can. The final anime rec I have is a brand new anime. It just came out recently. I think the manga's been going for a little while now. It's called Jujutsu Kaisen. It is truly wild. Don't know what the premise is, and it's, I just know it's about demons and these jujitsu sorcerers. Dude, that is a wild thing. I never thought I would ever say those two words together. It's wild. Goju, if you've seen Jujutsu Kaisen, you know Goju is the man. So shout out to Goju and Yuji. They're amazing. The show's really well done. The animation is beautiful. We're only seven episodes in, so don't be afraid to hop on right now while it's early. That way you don't feel like you're left behind, you know? Yeah, so check out Jujutsu Kaisen. I believe that one's on Crunchyroll. I watched Attack on Titan on Hulu, I watched it on Funimation. I believe you can watch it on Hulu. I don't know if the dub is on Hulu, but I know the dub's on Funimation. So if you're curious, you can watch it on the Funimation app in all dub. All three seasons dubbed. So, yes. And we got the final rec that I kind of wanted to talk about was movies. What have I been watching? I only have a few that I kind of want to go over. Currently, me and my friends are doing a Harry Potter marathon. It is a very slow marathon because we watch like one a week. Specifically, I have about five friends that have never seen it and have no idea what it's about. And it's been an absolute treat showing them the wonderful world of Harry Potter. And they love it so far. I showed them the first one night, movie night, and, you know, socially distanced, of course, but it was raining outside. So, it was kind of an interesting night. We got through the first movie in one piece, not too many casualties. The tarp that I have in my backyard did snap in half. So, rest in RIP to the tarp in my backyard from the weight of the water. But none of the electric stuff or the projector or anything on my laptop was damaged in the process of the rain. So, yeah, thankful for that for sure. But I've been showing my friends Harry Potter series, and usually around this time of year, I love to watch all of the movies. I've been showing my friends, and they've loved it so much. And they're like, you know, I wish we can get together, you know, more times throughout the week to watch it. But, you know, fortunately, Fridays have been our best bet. And I bummed that we can't watch Prisoner of Azkaban this Friday because I am quarantining. So yeah, it's unfortunate, but I know my friends have been really enjoying it, and that makes me happy. So everyone's just going to kind of watch it at their house this week, and hopefully we can get together for Goblet of Fire next Friday. So yeah, Harry Potter, if you haven't seen it like some of my friends haven't, please go check it out. It's a truly wonderful series, and it really feels like a classic when you're watching it. Like, these feel like they're classic movies. So check out Harry Potter. And if you want to read the books, you can totally do that too, whatever your preference is. The book stuff is more my buddy Rafa's stuff. So if you want to have book recs, go to my friend Raphael's YouTube channel. It's a BookTube channel, I believe. I am blanking on it, but hopefully Rafa will put it in the description. And if not, you can just DM me on Instagram and I'll take you right there. Yeah, so Harry Potter stuff. Also, two other movies that I wanted to recommend. Miles Morales. I don't know. I've been kind of loving this one. And I loved it when it came out, but voice crack. But I have also been enjoying it a lot, especially the game came out, and I was like, dang, I've just been in a Miles Morales mood. And then the last one is Frozen 2. I think that movie is just the perfect movie for this weather. And one of my buddies kind of tweeted the other day or recently, like, it's a comfort movie, and I really can agree with that sentiment. I think that it is a comfort movie. It makes me comfortable, makes me safe, and I love Frozen 2. The music is amazing. The animation is amazing. The writing, I think it's all so good, and I've been watching the behind the scenes on Disney Plus from Frozen 2, and it's just so well done, and I want to make a movie like that one day, but the work, I admire the work that they put behind the scenes and the amount of stress they have to go through. Oh man, I can only imagine. So shout out to the team at Disney and working on Frozen 2. They did an incredible job. So I think that's about it on my recommendations for the fall season. Other stuff, I mean, I think I have one more. I love watching a lot of Peanuts stuff. Peanuts movie is super good. Charlie Brown, Christmas, Thanksgiving, stuff like that. I love that stuff so much. And I will always love it. I grew up on that stuff. So, you know, super fun. Also, that's going to probably be where we end today. Those are my fall recommendations. This is a quick episode. Like I said, I have something kind of fun, hopefully later this week. And we're going to try to get that out, you know. But those are my fall recommendations. So if you need any playlists or music recommendations, more music recommendations, please let me know. I would love to help you out. You could just DM the Ultra Tier Podcast Instagram, and I can kind of get back to you. So also shout out to Vicky on the graphics. Again, she kills it. She's amazing. So if you are anywhere viewing our social media, it's all her. And she's amazing. And I love what she's doing with it. And I'm glad I just kind of gave her the keys to that kingdom. And I was like, that's yours, dude. You can run it better. You can run it way better than I can run it. So shout out to Vicky again. Shout out to Rafa on the tech side. I'm doing the easy part and they're doing all the hard stuff. And I couldn't do it without them. So shout out to Vicky and Rafa like usual. I believe I had one more thing to say. Update on the PS5. Still have yet to get one. As you can see, I was like literally going hard shopping last week. Literally, I was multitasking. I was talking to you guys about music videos, and I was shopping on my laptop at the same time. I don't know how I did it, but I did it somehow. But yeah, that's going to be it for the day. We have an episode. Hopefully, this episode's going to come out in the next 40 minutes. So, yeah, that's going to be me. If the sound quality is bad, I apologize. Like I said, I'm at home and not at the usual spot. And hopefully my family hasn't been like putting their ear to the door and they're like, what is this guy been talking to himself for the past, I don't know, 30 minutes or something. Hopefully they don't think I'm too big of a weirdo. I will hopefully update everyone, but next week, hopefully I'm good. Hopefully I'm not in like a 2-week quarantine. Hopefully the COVID test doesn't end up badly, you know, in a way I don't want it to end. So, yeah, I'll keep you guys updated. I'll tell you how it goes next Thursday at 6:00. So stay tuned. And, yeah, shout out to everybody. Shout out to my Squampy. Shout out to my friends, everyone that listens and takes the time to listen. I really appreciate you. And, yeah, that's going to be me. Peace.